I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Every Bravo issue is on the table with a crew whose love language is watching cable. It's Watch What Happens Live with the gang from the Pupil's Couch, Destiny, Julie, Brandy, Scott, Blake, and Emerson now. And welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined remotely by a gripping panel of Bravo experts who always have a firm grip on their TV remotes. Tonight, I am thrilled to be reuniting your favorite armchair critics from the People's Couch. When my first guest isn't screaming at her own TV, she's appearing on yours Sunday nights on the Shaws of Sunset. Welcome, Destiny Rose. Hey, Destiny. Joining us from Reza's backyard, I might add. It's real. They all hang out constantly. Their podcast is called Dumb Gay Politics, and two-thirds of those words describe some people who work on this show. It's Julie Goldman and Brandy Howard. Hey, Julie and Brandy. Great to see you. And while his hot takes have always been available to everyone, my next guest is now making sure healthcare is available to all people through his organization, DAP Health. Say hi to Scott Nevins. Hey, Scott, great to see you.
Hey, guys.
And finally, please welcome our last two couch heads, Blake MacIver Ewing and Emerson Collins. Check out Emerson's movies, A Very Sordid Wedding and Southern Bastard Sissies on Amazon now. Wow, it's so good to see everybody. I have to say, on my Twitter feed, I get more people saying, bring back the People's Couch. So it's really great to see you guys. Before we go any further, Destiny, I have some burning questions about what's going on Shaws of Sunset. After your sit down with Mike on the beach, did you feel like you two were in a clean place in your friendship?
I felt like I could breathe better. However, I'm super hesitant. Still, I'm taking little steps. I have my guards up, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get to a better place. I'm
gingerly
trying.
Going back into it. What was your thought or reaction when you heard Tommy say that he wasn't going to say hi to the girls at the pajama party because he didn't like some of them?
I mean, that was the best move he could have done, you know, because we don't need drama in that house.
Right.
You know, we don't.
Right. What do you think Tommy and Reza will ever be able to work it out?
Oh, my God. You know, I keep thinking about that question. And honestly, I don't see it happening.
Reaction to Gigi willing to give her friendship with MJ another shot.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, look, we all make mistakes. We live, we learn. And, you know, it's all about growing and getting to a better place. So I'm all about that.
All right. Very good. Well, if you peel back the layers of my esteemed guest, you would find an embarrassment of Bravo opinions. So I want to get into those right now. Destiny, do you agree with Crystal that Sutton violated her by walking in on her naked to return her coat? If a member of your crew did this on a trip, would you feel the same as Crystal?
Okay. P.S. They have many times.
Okay.
Okay. And on top of that, like, Crystal for sure is feeling some type of way because her and Sutton already have issues.
Right.
So anything that Sutton does, Crystal is going to feel something.
Right.
But they're girls. They're in a house. Like,
it happens.
No one's trying to harm you.
Right.
It's just tits out.
Tits
whatever.
Out. Okay. Julian Brandy, Mike copped to texting other women. And Paulina said it's happened before. But do you believe that he fully cheated on Paulina?
I just want to say really quick before Julie answers this, Shaws is our favorite show. We love it to death. It's one of the only Bravo shows that still has the original cast back, except for Awesome, but who cares? So just, it's like, we love them all with the bottom of our heart for sure,
yes.
Like family, but our loyalty will always go with Destiny because we were all on the People's Couch together, and the cast of People's Couch is basically like the cast of Friends.
Right.
Yes, like, you are. Without the money.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nothing exactly. Like the cast.
Yeah. So, Julie, what do you think happened?
What I think is that Paulina knew what she was getting into. I think in the show, like, we love Mike. We just do. But do we know who he is? Yes. I think if you go into a relationship with that person, you're probably going to expect some texting, some tips.
Scott, general thoughts on the new wife, Ebony, in Roni.
I love her. And it took me like a second to get there, but I think she's such a brilliant addition. She's so smart and she's so patient with some of these dumb white women. Well, Ramona. She's patient with Ramona. And it's like, it's so exciting because she actually takes the time. And listen, on a serious note, she reflects things that are happening in the real world, which have now seeped into the Real Housewives. And I feel like that's important. And I love that. And I think she's doing a brilliant job.
Blake and Emerson. Talking about Below Deck now, do you think Jean-Luc is the father of Danny's baby?
Yes, 100% yes, yes. He said that he is. I mean, I don't know what kind of like Maury, Jesse Springer outcome he wants here, but like when you ask for a paternity test, you're calling her a liar.
Destiny.
So watching the reunion.
Right. Good. Destiny, who's a bigger player, your buddy Mike or Gary from Below Deck Sailing Yacht?
Okay, I got a lot to say about this. First of all, Gary is like the hoe of the sea, and Mike is like the hoe of the land.
Okay.
So they both go hand in hand.
All right,
you know?
The hoe of the sea and the hoe of the land. Julian Brandy, talking about Beverly Hills now, what was your reaction to all of the info Erica revealed about her marriage in last week's episode?
A lot of controversy here as to whether or not Erica knew, Erica doesn't know. I thought what she said and how she said it, I like believed her.
Didn't.
Oh, okay. Scott, do you feel like Kyle always interrupts Dorit, or is Dorit just long-winded?
Dorit is long-winded. She's so long-winded, she makes the film Titanic feel like a TikTok. It's infuriating.
Blake and Emerson, why do you think Ramona feels so uncomfortable every time a conversation turns to sex and human genitalia?
Look, I pretty much agree with everything Leah has said on this. I think she's deflecting from the fact that Ramona's sex life behind closed doors is insane.
Also, it's been performance art since she walked off that first reunion. Because it's like, oh, no, I couldn't. But we'll get the pasties out and wear the thong and paint the penis if it gets attention.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was great. That was a great Bravo whip around. As the hosts of the Dumb Gay Politics podcast, Brandy and Julie wear their hearts on their sleeves. But guess what? They used to be writers on Fashion Police, and it was their job to make fun of celebrities' sleeves and everything else they put on their bodies. So I want to get their takes on some Bravo finery with fashion or trash, hon. If you like these looks, they're fashion. If not, they're going in the trash, hon. Okay, what did you think of Kyle and Rinna's matching Parisian dresses, ladies?
Mm.
I love those dresses.
I say fashion.
Okay. Fashion or trash, hon? Reza's glittery polo with silver chain.
I'm sorry. If a man can do that and pull that off, I'm going to say fashion. That takes courage. That's what's called.
Yes.
Bald. That's called bald.
Yes.
Okay.
Love
a
cap
sleeve.
Do miss Reza's mustache, though.
Hold on. Emerson, you said what? You wanted the cap sleeve?
Love a cap sleeve.
You love a cap sleeve. There you go.
So good.
Fashion or trash, hon? Leah's neon pink 80s vibes with hefty cleavage.
Can I just say, she's the thirstiest housewife in franchise history, and that's saying a lot.
That's
Simon McCormick.
That's a huge statement.
It is. I'm going to stand by it even over Simon McCord.
Alex.
Simon
it's
McCord.
It's trash on.
Right, okay.
I want to add to it these words. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Look it up.
Fashion or trash on Ramona's Burning Man sheer top and pasties.
Fashion.
The body is snatched. The body is doing it. The body is yes. The answer is fashion.
Scott disagrees with your assessment, by the way. No. Fashion or trash on Ebony's puffy Gucci top.
All the way, and again, here's a broad statement. She's the best new cast member across all of Bravo.
Wow.
Yes.
That jacket is sick.
The dog is adorable, and it's giving me like an 80s puffy sleeve thing.
Yeah, we're gonna get matching ones.
Yeah.
Fashion or trash on Golnessa and Destiny twinning in black macrame.
Obviously.
Right. Okay, you stand by. You stand by your girls. Thank you very much, ladies. By the way, I'm curious. We're missing some of the People's Couch crew, but are you all in contact with any of the other families? Or
we love the Zenos.
You love
yeah.
who?
Yeah.
The Zenos. They are all amazing.
The Zenos. And then what about the other family with the young son
no.
who's probably now like
no.
in college? Oh, no.
They wanted iPads.
Oh.
Nope.
They're probably still in that bed.
Oh, my. I love them in that bed. They were so funny. Let's take some virtual fan questions. Here's Erica from Houston with a question for Destiny. Oh, hey, it's our friend Erica. Hey, Erica.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
It's wonderful to see the People's Couch family reunion. But Destiny, my question is for you.
I got you.
Hi. Who do you think wrote and sent the fake spoof text messages to Mike? And do you think his relationship with Paulina will survive all this mess? Mm,
good question.
Ooh, those are good questions. Okay, I think it's a setup. Mike did it to himself.
You think he did it to himself?
I think he created this spoof text thing to kind of like get people off of him and kind of deflect. Because
did that work?
I mean, you tell me. Has it worked?
I don't think
so. No.
Right. Yeah.
I see through it all.
Right.
I see through it all. But it just backfired on him. And then as far as Paulina and Mike being together, you know, in a planet of like, I didn't cheat on you and I never hurt your feelings and I actually cared and loved you and valued you, I would say, yes, I hope they do. But we're in the real world and that's not what's happening. So I hope they don't.
Okay. Here's Meg from Jersey City with a question for Brandy and Julie.
Hey, Meg. Hi, Meg.
Andy, I'm wearing my Grateful Dead necklace for you.
Thank you.
My question is for Brandy and Julie. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. How are you?
When you hosted the Vanderpump Rules after show, which of the cast members was the biggest nightmare behind the scenes?
Oof. I'm not going to let Julie answer that because she'll talk too much S. But no one was a nightmare behind the scenes. That's true. We had our own prejudgments going in simply because we were huge fans of Vanderpump. So we were mainly judging them about what they did on the show.
Right.
They're all really lovely. Yeah. Andy, I'm sure they're all like great.
They're all professionals.
In.
I mean, I have to say, you know, Jax week after week would show up here just for me to lambast him, you know, horribly.
Yeah.
And Jax
is our favorite.
And I would
Jax
say that the revelation is that Jax was by far the best.
Wow. There you go. Well, thanks, virtual audience. This group treats TV watching like an Olympic sport, so I want to know if their opinions are on the same channel or if they've got their antennas totally crossed. Let's find out with 1, 2, agree or disagree. I'm going to make statements about the current TV landscape and count down 1, 2, agree or disagree. You'll all hold up your signs at the same time and see how well they match. Number one, Mayor of Easttown is the best drama of 2021. 1, 2, agree or disagree.
I didn't watch.
Okay. Okay, mixed bag. There's no point in American Idol still being on television. 1, 2, agree or disagree. It's unanimous. Okay, it's time for Grey's Anatomy to just end already. 1, 2, agree or disagree.
I didn't know.
Oh, the boys disagree. Scott didn't know it was still on. Okay, if you hit skip intro while streaming episodes of The Nanny, you don't have a heart. 1, 2, agree or disagree. It's unanimous, folks.
Blake was on an episode of The Nanny.
It was the right time for the Kardashians to end their reality show. 1, 2, agree or disagree.
I'm kind of in the...
Okay, well, good news. They're going to do the same show on Hulu, so...
yeah!
The men at the Friends reunion looked like they had more Botox than the women. 1, 2, agree or disagree.
Oh...
Wow, mixed bag. There is no Bridgerton without Reggae John Page. 1, 2, agree or disagree. Okay, the boys are, all the boys are prevaricating. Okay, Whoopi Goldberg and Meghan McCain's frequent tension on The View is additive to the show rather than detrimental. 1, 2, agree or disagree. Yeah, we all love some squabbling.
Heaven.
Unlike everyone else I know, I hated Ted Lasso. 1, 2, agree or disagree. Wow, the girls didn't. And Emerson and you guys are abstaining. Okay, the Sex and the City reboot will be different without Samantha, but just as good. 1, 2, agree or disagree. All the queens are agree. Oh no, Scott says disagree too. We are split down the middle here. Okay, last question. The show's Celebrity Watch Party on Fox was a ripoff of The People's Couch. 1, 2, agree or disagree. There we go. Thanks, folks. Okay, thank you. That was fun. Destiny, Linda C. wants to know, what do you think of the news that Kelly Dodd and Bronwyn aren't returning to OC and Heather Dubrow is coming back?
I love that Heather is coming back. She is such a class act. Sassy, she'll put you in your place, but smile and kind of go like, I gotta go, I got things to do. But like, it's kind of obvious. I kind of felt it. It was coming. Kelly, bye. And then for Kelly to act like she don't know who Golnessa is. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But she was on a reunion with you and you asked her, what show on Bravo would you want to be on? And she said, Shaw's of Sunset. But yet, you don't know Golnessa?
Right. Yeah. Two people. I got to tell you something. I wouldn't want to start a fight with Gigi, and I wouldn't want to start a fight with Kelly Dodd. So, I mean, that's, I don't know who's, you know, I mean, that's, yeah. This group loves a good television binge. But like most binges, their next opinions about Bravo might give you some heartburn. It's time for That's My Unpopular Opinion. My guests are each going to have 10 seconds to voice their most controversial and unexpected Bravo takes. Destiny, you're up first. Start the clock.
Okay. My unpopular opinion is Dina from Real Housewives of New Jersey needs to come back because I'm living for that scandal.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. That's an interesting. That's an interesting take. Julie, give it a go.
I would like to remove Sutton Stack from Beverly Hills Housewives and remove her with Leah Black from the Housewives of Miami because I believe she's the most glamorous and beautiful and hilarious housewife that has ever been, and I want her back.
Wow. Okay, we are really riding on the, I don't even know what the metaphor is.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn, Brandy.
I think that Bravo should bring back Flipping Out without Jenny Poulos. Long live Jeff Lewis.
Wow. Okay, very good. I like it.
Not dead.
I like it. That was good. Wow, Jeff without Jenny on Flipping Out. Interesting. Scott, you're up.
Okay, I think in honor of Pride Month, it is time for Bravo to come out of the closet and finally have a gay male housewife in the franchise.
Oh! I mean, what about a gay female housewife since it's a show about women?
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean,
Julie's available.
I mean, listen, Julie's got the glamour and the lifestyle, right, Julie?
Lifestyle.
Look at my lifestyle. It is aspirational.
Yes.
Aspirational.
When I think of bling, I think of Julie Goldman. Yes. Yes.
My purse alone.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Blake, your time starts now.
So cute.
All right. I think that Dorit's Capri room at Buca di Beppo Encino in the San Fernando Valley is tacky. You cannot just glue lemons to a ceiling and call yourself a restaurateur.
Okay, Emerson, what do you got?
We will still be going to dinner there, but mine is I don't need to see anyone's therapy session ever again. A therapist's job is to be boring. Do that on your own time and host a New Beginnings party to tell us about it.
Wow, well done, guys. I want to thank Destiny, Julie, Brandy, Scott, Blake, and Emerson for being here. Tomorrow night, Captain Sandy and the new Chief Stew from Below Deck, Matt, will be here. We're going to Twitter Live for the after show. Don't drink and drive. Thanks, guys. Thank you, audience.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The after show with the kids from People's Couch, Destiny Rose from Shaw's The Sunset, Julie Goldman and Brandy Howard from the podcast Dumb Gay Politics. Scott Nevins is on the board of directors of DAP Health. It's a nonprofit healthcare organization. And the boy, you can go to daphealth.org to find out more about that. Blake MacGyver Ewing and Emerson Collins. The boys, check out the movies A Very Shorted Wedding and Southern Baptist Sissies, both on Amazon. Let's go to some virtual fan questions. Here's Bethany from North Carolina with a question for Scott. Yes, Bethany.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Scott. Good to see you guys.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi.
My question for you is, what was your fondest memory of opening for Barry Manilow, and are you a fan-a-lo yourself?
Okay, so I am a tried and true Fanilo, which I think, Andy, you are too.
I am a Fanilo, yes. I'm a Manaloonie.
Manaloonie, yeah.
Yes.
My fondest memory, honestly, was it was the hardest thing I ever did because opening for someone that famous, nobody wants to see you. You could be the funniest person in the world, no one cares. But I was like doing it, people were laughing, I felt good, and I looked into the wings, and there was Barry Manilow watching me and laughing at my jokes, and I could have died right there. And since then, he's been amazing friends.
Any truth to the rumor that the two of you were a thing?
No, absolutely not. But so funny, when I met my fiance, his dad found that article and sent it to him and was like, I don't know if you should be involved with this guy. But no, I was never with Barry Manilow.
Emerson, why are you so happy I asked that question?
I love that rumor so much. I perpetuated it. I tell people. Oh no, he did. They dated. No, it was very serious.
Here's Debbie from New York with a question for Blake and Emerson.
Hi. What is the biggest Bravo-related fight you two have gotten into, and how did you manage to resolve it?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
Blake won't watch Vanderpump Rules with me. Like, I can't watch it when he is in the building. Like, he can't listen to it.
Really?
That's our biggest Bravo conflict.
That is a big conflict.
It's a problem.
Yeah, is it like Mary Hart gives you epilepsy, that kind of thing?
Very bad, yes.
Right.
It's my LA native comes out and I'm like, don't represent us like this.
Okay. Destiny Foodie Eat Now wants to know, Mike commented on buying and selling you out and you not being able to afford him. Can you explain what he meant and why your wealth is in question? That seems to be a common trope on the Shahs that people like to say, I'm richer than you, especially the guys on Shahs.
Well, Andy, when you have money, I can't speak for all, but I can generally speak for myself. I don't want people to know what I have. Okay.
Right.
So the wealthiest people in the world, you would never know they got money. But for someone to say that, first of all, disgusting. Second of all, it just speaks volumes. And he's very intimidated. He knows my Pepito is way bigger than his. And I don't even have one. So there's that insecurity. There's an insecurity there. You know what I mean? And plus, he knows I can see right through him. Just that comment alone. I mean, look, let's be real. If he could say that to me, imagine what he says to Paulina. Point blank.
Ooh. Okay. Well, it's so great seeing all of you. I'm so excited to do this. We will do it again. And thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for all your Bravo hot takes. I hope to see you again in person sometime. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.